We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon, Todd here, Thursday. This hour on Thursdays, Tom Shattuck joins us. Hello there, Thomas.
I'm hiding, Todd. I'm hiding from the mobs. They're all over the place, coming for me, coming for you.
What have you done? Have you done wrong? Have you tweeted out any support for the American system of government, any support for the founders or the Constitution?
I did indeed. I did that during the last 4 years. I tweeted support for things like the Abraham Accords and tax cuts. Little did I know I was putting another dime into this systemic hate machine of the Hitlerian president. But yeah, people are it's just as we were talking in the last hour, the staff at Politico is having a newsroom coup, and they're demanding heads roll.
What?
because they're not a real violent coup. I'm just saying they're pushing for heads to roll because they had Ben Shapiro, the conservative writer and podcaster.
Pundit, yep.
He wrote this morning's dispatch, the political playbook, and so they feel that what his words are violence and dangerous, and his opinions are dangerous. And so they want some management to pay some way or another, and they never want to have that happen again. So management said to them, well, we had Steve Hayes write it the day before from, MSNBC, and they said it doesn't matter because Shapiro is dangerous, and they want him, and they don't want alternate voices on the pages of their paper.
Alternate voices? You can't have those small government constitutional people around. It's un-American to have people who believe in the American system of government visible in the media.
Yeah, but they've made a lot of great progress over the last year, and certainly over the last week. The free speech platform, ultimate free speech platform, which was Parler, has been deleted, just simply gone. And those voices, of course, don't get to play in the marketplace of social media ideas. And more and more, companies and private businesses that go astray of what's considered acceptable are being canceled. And people, too. Kurt Schilling's insurance company supposedly dropped him, according to him, because he supported the president and didn't feel the election was fair.
He tweeted out a supporting communication to prove that point. And It sounds pretty credible, but it's funny. I was having a conversation with producer Mike about whether is there anything that compels a homeowner's insurance seller to be colorblind, and not colorblind, but just blind about who their customers are. Is it like a public utility or some hyper-regulated area? Maybe they have every right to cancel his insurance.
They may have every right, technically. Although, it seems to me that you would want the word equitable is a big one in 2021, and you would want equitable treatment of those in the marketplace, and that is not happening. And they probably were coerced, I assume, if they did this, they're coerced by activists who called them up and said, hey, why would you insure somebody like Kurt Schilling? You know, it's the same thing that NBC did, with the Federalist website last summer. You know, they said to Google, "Why would you have ads on that website? It's a website that's dangerously pro-Trump," and Google pulled their ads. The shakedown model is tried and true, and well,
the shakedown model. Do you have any? Do you have any sound cuts that dive into this a little bit for us?
This stuff, not really. I have I have some craziness. Okay. This is my
That's what I mean.
Okay, this is my favorite one. This is the accompanying insanity. AOC yesterday took to Instagram, and you're going to learn some new terms here, Todd.
I don't want to hear or see the Republican Party talk about blue lives ever again. This was never about safety for them. It was always a slogan. Because if they actually cared about rule of law, they would speak up when people break the law.
So far, so good.
They would speak up. They would enforce fairness and equity. But they don't give a damn about the law. They don't give a damn about order. They don't give a damn about safety. They give a damn about white supremacy. They care about preserving the social order and the mythology of whiteness. Then the mythology grandeur of our democracy.
Exactly. And the grandeur of our democracy. The mythology.
The grandeur that she's saying.
I thought
she went to college.
I know. The mythology of whiteness. And even in the during the impeachment hearings yesterday, Cori Bush, the newest member of the squad, had something similar to say.
Madam Speaker, St. Louis and I rise in support of the article of impeachment against Donald J. Trump. If we fail to remove a white supremacist president who incited a white supremacist insurrection, it's communities like Missouri's 1st District that suffer the most. The 117th Congress must understand that we have a mandate to legislate in defense of black lives. The first step in that process is to root out white supremacy, starting with impeaching the white supremacist in chief. Thank you, and I yield back.
So there you
go.
She
was good.
These are the buzzwords. White supremacist is anybody who disagrees with your views, if you're a good progressive now, and believes in their own false grandeur and the mythology of whiteness. Now, I don't know, and I tried to look into some of this yesterday about the mythology of whiteness, and there's an author who, shock, is lauded by the New York Times, who wrote about his privilege and the mythology of whiteness, which essentially I think means white values, is what he was saying, which I couldn't figure it out. It's something that really smart people in lofts in Brooklyn read in the New York Times and understand, but I don't know what it means. I don't know that whiteness is a mythology. I don't know. I do envy how these people, in the middle of this deadly pandemic, right after this violence in Washington, D.C., can manage to fully focus on this construct of mythological whiteness. Their ability to concentrate with this, storm that's all around them is incredible. But they're doing it, and if you don't sign on, then you're going to get chased out of your newsroom or your office or your company or your insurance or your web platform.
Well, even before what happened last Wednesday, there has become this pervasiveness about these narratives. And of course, that was manifest in the reaction, one of the reactions to what happened last Wednesday, which was to blame it on the discrepancy between how law enforcement deals with blacks and whites. And it was such a wonderful moment because it was such a glaring example of taking something that wasn't race-based, mm-hmm. and injecting race into it. And then you got to see all the media organizations repeat it in all of their stories for fear of appearing to be insensitive if they didn't include something that had no factual premise for being there.
Yeah, but it is remarkable that with that spectacle that we saw last Wednesday, where you had guys with antlers, carrying furniture out of the Capitol building, that the immediate takeaway default was, oh, that's obviously white supremacy. I mean, can't you just marvel at the actual existing thing that's happening for a moment? before we just recategorize it into white supremacy and, you know, mythological whiteness and grandeur?
But clearly, Tom, what's going on here is that the Democrats see an opportunity to marginalize Republicans and to create this kind of frenzy of anti-American reaction to something that was fairly normal American political activity. And I think probably with most of the world, too, and that is have protests and sometimes have those protests get out of hand.
But it's a stretch. I mean, this is purely fantasy land now. You might as well have told me that if it's about white supremacy, then you can also say that it's about vegetarianism that we saw last Wednesday.
No, that's true. Absolutely.
It is such.
And by the way, isn't one of the guys in prison, didn't he demand a vegan diet or something? Organic.
Yes.
He wanted all organic.
He wanted all organic.
Is he the guy with the horns on his head?
That was one of the guys with the horns in the head. Exactly. And there was another guy dressed like an elk who also went down with his mother. A lot of these guys traveled with their moms down to D.C., which is, I guess it's good to have a tight family,
wow.
But it's a subset of culture here that I am brand new to. I would say this, on that note, though, as to where we are here in 2021 and 2016, if you wear a hat that looks like it's supposed to resemble female genitalia, or if you wear antlers at any time as an adult, it is time for self-reflection and probably a psychiatric reconciliation. How is that?
Yeah, I was just curious if that is that a list of people? Are those separate thoughts, or is that all one thought?
That's all one thought.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. Make the point.
So no, I'm just saying is we've gone nuts. We've gone nuts, and it didn't just start with the pandemic in last year and with you know this last year of upheaval. It started in 2016. It probably started much earlier than that. But really, that's when people started dressing, you know, as if they were Handmaid's Tale people and wearing the pink hats. And the media and elected leaders said, yes, that's perfectly normal and acceptable. We're in extraordinary times now. But it's insane. If anybody took a step back 7 years ago and you said people will be dressing like this, some of these people on the right here are going to have antlers and the people on the left are going to have those pink hats, you would say, no way. There's no way my country can be this insane. But we are this insane now. We have lost our minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have totally lost our minds. And this is not, I mean, the media portrays it as what's going on being the problem, the cause, as opposed to what's going on right now being the symptom of the frustration and the negative energy traveling through our political system right now because of the failure of the political system. And what we're seeing is a manifestation of that failure, that the Democrats are playing this story up. The media goes along with them in making it seem like the point the Democrats are making is totally pure and holy, and as if everything they're accusing Republicans of is true, and that we're in this one-sided environment where there's this beautiful good witch of the West against the bad witch of the East, if I've got the directions right. Maybe it's the Wicked Witch of the West, right?
Yeah, but
and who was Glenda or whatever her name was, the Good Witch? Where was she from?
She's of the East, right? The Good Witch.
Okay.
She's not of the West. West was the
cackling
one.
It was the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, she was the green one, the Wicked Witch of the West. What blows me away though, and I understand gradually, you can have these cultural changes and changes in perception, but Jake Tapper for three straight years said the election was stolen by the Russians who facilitated Trump's win for three straight years. He then went from that position to immediately ever questioning an election is unpatriotic and seditious. Without either.
Yeah, he works for the anti-Trump network. What's he going to do?
Well, I don't know. At some point, you'd want to do an inventory on self-respect at some point.
Zero. You can't inventory something that doesn't exist, Tom.
Well, what happened that made it not exist anymore? It's so intellectually dishonest. I mean, in the arena of thinking, of this, of speech, it's so intellectually dishonest and lazy that I mean, it should be cast out and deleted, or at least mocked loudly. But now it's...
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we had to take a break, but you can finish your sentence.
No, but now it's just, you know, it's an accessory that you wear every day. And when you declare your greatness and goodness on social media, now it's lauded. And that's craziness.
All right. Tom Shattuck is here. He is the senior editor of the Lowell Sun newspaper in Massachusetts. More coming your way on WTIC. Yeah, Tom Shattuck is here, 860-522-9842, and we're talking about the madness of the last week and the vindictive anti-American instincts of the Democrats in their war against free speech and the freedom of association, all the stuff they can't stand about America they're going after right now, trying to cancel belief in the American system of government is their big no-no, the big behavior that they want to penalize. Tom Shattuck is here. Yes, Thomas, what else did you want to say?
Well, but there's also no grace period. There's no time at which if you were ever disloyal to the progressive doctrine, then you're in trouble. So, for instance, as we speak, the CNN fact checker, Daniel Dale, the little squirrely guy, is now going after Olivia Nuzzi, who writes for New York Magazine, because in 2014, she praised Ann Coulter. Olivia Nuzzi is somebody who has been absolutely, you know, attacking Donald Trump for 4 years now, like a good soldier should.
And 6 years ago, she said something nice about...
Yes.
About Ann Coulter, and that's a problem?
She said, I genuinely love Ann Coulter. Right. And Olivia knows he's probably about 24 years old, so she was probably a teenager when she said it. Yeah. And that's all it takes. That is all it takes. And especially since I think if you're a good virtue signaling progressive, then you make an easier target because you're part of the religion and you believe in the values of the religion. So... who knows what will happen? And that's what happened with the New York Times when they dared print a Tom Cotton piece last summer during the mostly peaceful protests. The staff at the New York Times, you know, got the pitchforks out and they said, hey, we want heads to roll here. And people were let go. True believers.
So I was very excited watching Good Morning America today. Did you have some George Stephanopoulos cuts?
I have this one cut because I love it, because I'll just play it and you tell me what you do. Here's the impeachment.
Okay.
This is the historic event. This is very important.
Nancy Pelosi is approaching the podium right now. You might notice that she is wearing exactly the same outfit that she wore 1 year ago for the impeachment of President Trump, and that mace, that brooch on her lapel, signifying the sergeant at arms, the power of the sergeant at arms, the authority of Congress.
It sounds like he's doing the Westminster Dog Show. You know,
it does have that. That's a little mean of you to
well, I'm
to
not
use
suggesting
that
she's
analogy,
a dog, but he sounds like the commentator, you know, and he's got a strong gait from the Bichon Frise Arkansas.
And the lowered voice to offer the gravity of the situation.
Yes, and I don't remember what Dennis Hastert wore or being told what he wore in 1998.
Are you saying he's objectifying Nancy Pelosi?
No, I'm saying that he is so excited. It's a pageant to them.
Yeah.
It's, you know, this entire thing is a wonderful pageant, and the roll call and the final votes are in. Here comes Nancy Pelosi, and she's going to let us know any moment now. We're going to know. And there were 10 defections from the Republicans, which is a huge switch, it was simply impeachment TV. And going forward, do you have any doubt that the next time that impeachment now is no longer impeachment? It's simply a ratings condemnation or political
normal procedure publicity stunt. I wonder if the impeachment channel will start up on cable.
Seriously?
I channel.
Right. Well, now the
listen to this. So So, Tom, I've got a Stephanopoulos cut from Good Morning America this morning, and this is him with Robin Roberts. And he's making the point that there are more troops in the Capitol or assigned to the Capitol for next week for the inauguration, 20,000, than we have in Iraq and Afghanistan. And listen to what Robin Roberts says in response.
More military troops in place.
Oh, wait a sec. You can't hear that too well, can you?
More military troops in place protect the Capitol than are currently deployed in the war zones of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Let that sink in. More are there in D.C. than abroad. Donald Trump on track to...
So she doesn't even get it that there aren't that many people in Iraq, troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. She thinks he's talking like 200,000 troops
right.
or something.
Right, that the full battalions and tank companies, yes, with air support.
But it doesn't matter as long as you're doing commentary that adds to the sense of outrage. You're on safe ice. You can't fall under. Tom Shattuck is here. We'll pause for news and we'll continue the conversation. Stay right here on WTIC. WTIC, Tom Shattuck is here. Tom, have you had enough of this political talk? You want to change subjects?
Sure. What are we talking
about?
Or
do you have more you want to say? Well,
no, I'm just watching these newsroom revolutions percolate.
Oh, you mean people getting mad at their coworkers because they once said
exactly.
something nice about one of the founding fathers or something like that?
Exactly. And so what happens now in this new way to do this is it's on a Slack channel. Do you have Slack? It's a direct message kind of thing for a small group. It's on a Slack channel that the employees are on. And one will say, you've made us feel incredibly unsafe for having Ben Shapiro, write this article. And then the others
this
will just
This is a Politico.
Yes, exactly. And the others will just upvote it. So the more upvotes it gets, the more afraid the brass gets.
They upvote the complaint or
exactly.
the Ben Shapiro being.
So
this is interesting. They feel unsafe by having somebody smarter and more articulate with them than them writing in the online magazine. Is that the issue?
Exactly. Yes. So one of them says, this is especially confusing given the newsroom's welcome efforts over the last year to cover issues related to race in a more intentional, elevated, thoughtful way. And that's been upvoted, of course, because it's a profound 2021.
Well,
take-down.
You probably feel like you have to if you're in that organization. It would be some glaring omission of hostility if you didn't give a thumbs up.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there is intimidation and coercion happening in these newsrooms. Yeah, you don't, especially if you're, a lot of these media jobs are tough to get. If you're 24 years mm-hmm. old, you want to keep your gig, you better absolutely change your avatar to whatever is the accepted signaling of the day. Yeah. That's fine. You know,
all right,
that's
so I want to switch the topic because I'm bored with this political
okay.
stuff. So Mike asked me a question a minute ago. I want him. Would you repeat that question that you asked me, Mike? He's going to say, what question?
Yeah, I don't even remember. I don't know.
I just wanted your phrasing of it. What was the moment that you first realized that, you were getting older? Is that what you asked
yeah,
me?
Yeah, like when you realize your body was starting to deteriorate.
Oh, yes, that's right. That was a great question. And what are you in your mid-40s, Tom?
Yeah, I'm 48. Yep. So late 40s.
Do you have an answer to that? Have you noticed yet that whatever you were born with in terms of physical attributes, those things are temporary mm-hmm. and they're starting to decay? Have you gone over that hill yet?
So just starting to decay or decay by injury? Because
a sense of your own, I think this is what Mike means, but he can clarify, a sense of your own temporariness being reflected in the degradation of what you were born with.
That's fair.
All right. Okay. So certainly my eyes have gotten a lot worse so that I have glasses on to see far, and I can't have them on to see close. And I have to move, depending on the writing, move things back and forth. And actually, now since I'm always taking my glasses on and off because I have to, you know, switch them to see close versus far, now I'm losing my glasses all the time, which has me, for the first time in my life, thinking about seriously getting those little chain things that my grandmother had to not lose her glasses. And it seems to me that that is an accessory. I also, well, that is an accessory that I didn't think, I mean, the next thing after that is the pill boxes that have the days of the week on them.
Yes, right. You thought you turned that corner when you're in your 80s, right?
Right. But so there's another one, and this is kind of an injury, but it goes to it. So the other, it snowed here all over New England, actually, like 3 weeks, of maybe a month ago.
Yeah, the big storm, sure.
So I thought, you know, this is a good way. I'm going to get out and get exercise. I have a long driveway. It's not a huge house, but it's a oddly long driveway. So I thought, that'll be a great workout. So I'm doing the driveway thing. My back hurts, you know, starts to hurt a little bit more while as I'm shoveling the driveway. So whenever I'm throwing the snow off of the shovel, my back hurts. So I start just filling the shovel with snow and then using my foot to, like, kick the shovel so that the snow goes. So I did that, and I'm like
that
wow.
That sounds like the worst way of shoveling that you could ever try.
But I was my back was out of commission, so, and I was listening to a podcast, and I was getting exercise. I'm like, this is great. I can keep doing this, go at my own pace. And I did it. And then ever since that day, my knee has been bad. I screwed up my knee because now at this age, kicking too much is a problem. So now that my knee is messed up, my normal walks every day, which are a few miles, I'm limping. I'm favoring one knee, which has now affected the other knee. So now
you have to rest the knee.
I know, but I like to walk. It was never a problem before.
And you're not going to be able to much longer if you don't give it a rest.
I walk now like George Burns did, like in his last week of life. And it just happened overnight. I'm the glasses chains guy and now a slow elderly walker. And it just happened.
Oh, I forgot about the first time a lower back tightness makes you feel like you're walking as if you're twice your age. But that moment happens, and that's kind of a revelation. So have you had an emotional moment where you see that you're no longer on the heading up to the top of the hill, but you've actually gone over the peak and you're heading down now?
Emotional?
Yeah, because there's at some point you reach a point where you're really impacted. So, okay, you've got ailments. But do those ailments put you into a state of mind where you say, uh-oh, I'm in decline. I've got to start protecting what's left of my life. I've got to start slowing this car down.
So there are times when, and your listeners, unfortunately, have been victimized by this. There are times when I simply do not have the word recall that I'm looking for. And so I have to retract I have to abandon a talking point completely. Because I've walked myself out onto a jetty, and I can't think of the right words.
You've got no life preserver.
Right. So I can't think of the word. Now, oh, this is an old person's thing. Now I get mad, like I'm losing my mind. So, you know, I want the can opener, but I can't remember how to say can opener. Usually it's not something that simple. But so I'm saying, can I have the, and then it turns into a line of expletives.
The thing.
Right, and then I get mad, and I say GD, and then it just turns into a full conflagration of anger.
All right, so 20 years, Mike, you've got. Is that enough to make you feel comforted?
I wasn't looking for comfort. I was just interested because
curious.
Yeah, I mean, as a younger person, I try not to take for granted my spry youngness and being able to just wake up and just feel fine. You know, I assume that's going to come to an end far sooner than I'd like.
Yeah, no, but so I think the ailments pop up like Tom's talking about. So I went through that. Do you have this, Tom, where you're so to read a book, you need one set of reading glasses, but to sit in front of a computer where the text is 4 feet away from your eyes instead of 12 inches, then you need a separate set of reading glasses that are not so strong?
So I should have reading glasses, but I don't. But yes, yes, to see things close up, depending on the screen is different than books. And there's some print that's just impossible. I have to hold it 4 feet away and just do my best.
You have to hold it further away to be able to see it. And do you squint your eyes?
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't think I noticed, but I'm sure I do. I'm sure I do. I also see worse at night now. So at night, I don't see, I can't read street signs, even though I've got glasses. But, you know, there are sometimes at
night. Yeah, but you have a wife, so you can just tell her to do it, right?
Yes, and she's a younger wife. So she's got all of her stuff works.
Yeah.
So she can do
that's
things.
Great that you that's one of the good thing about the good things about age disparity, I think, is you you can make up for each other's developmental flaws.
Yes, it's helpful as she slowly transitions into nurse.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you've got she's gonna have a long period of time in which she's a caretaker for you. if you need a nurse already. That's delightful. And you've got young kids, so
yes. Yeah, hopefully I'll have a team of whole orderlies, nurses, psychiatrists in there somewhere.
But the interesting thing to me is I never really cared about any of this stuff until I reached a moment. So I'm in my mid-60s. I never cared about you've got the ailment or the back hurts. I used to have a back. Like 20 years ago, before I started going to a chiropractor, I could tell my lower back was out of commission. My hips were at different levels, you know, I was off kilter. So I would push myself up against the inside of the door, against the door frame, so I could jam, so I could self-adjust basically before. But that was just like a thing. It wasn't part of some larger manifestation of age the way I saw it. But over the last 5-7 years, something like that, I've suddenly realized that there just isn't that much time left. And at any moment, that thing could pop up that is the red flag that says you have to slow down and be lapped by the other cars. You don't get to race anymore.
You make a great point. You know, I live up here in nature, so I take a lot of nature walks on hills and things like that. And I worry about taking some paths. Because when I have my inevitable heart attack or my, you know, aneurysm, I want to be somewhere where they can find me, you know, and at least
at least
recover the body and ideally get me some medical attention
before the vultures swoop down and start picking away.
That's absolutely accurate. Yes.
That's great. I love that. But, you know, the problem, it can be dangerous for certain people to be doing too much exercising. It sounds like you might be aspiring to too much health, and that could end up being the death of you.
Yes, very possibly. And this is the kind of thing I'll find out too late, I assume. Unfortunately,
well, hopefully,
you know, well, here's how.
If the aneurysm takes place, you want it to go slowly enough so at least you can have a moment of comprehending what's happening and you can. Assess your moment, don't you?
I don't know.
I would hate to die without at least having 5 minutes of warning.
No, I don't. I don't. I wouldn't want to know. I want to be taken right out. I don't want to have to comprehend that I'm shedding my mortal coil. That's a pretty damn heavy moment.
But wait a sec. That's what we live for, is to get the answer, to know what's next. Don't you want to go through the process?
I get nervous at new things. And that would be a jarring few moments as I'm trying to process.
You don't like change, huh?
I don't like the unknown, you know, necessarily. No, I've grown accustomed to some comforts here on terra firma. And I don't stray beyond them or try not to. You know, I don't need to see the light and have the conversation and have a reconciliation with God or whoever it is.
Now, we're talking with Tom Shattuck, our Thursday guest. He's the senior editor of the Lowell Sun newspaper. We will take a little break, and hopefully Mike will think of another good topic for us to discuss after this on WTIC.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end.
There it is, Tom Shattuck's theme song.
Oh, goodness. This is what happens when you let a poet write poetry in a rock and roll band. Useless. Robbie Krieger.
You don't
the,
like this song?
Actually, Todd, the first time I ever was on the air with you, it was complaining about Jim Morrison and Robbie Krieger.
Was it really?
Yes.
I don't remember that. Was that so, like 20 years ago or something?
Yes, it was. It was. I'm a Robbie Krieger.
That was
Krieger
long here. Before your current moment of physical decline.
That is correct. That is correct. I have
By the way, I just want to interrupt one second. Nancy Pelosi was talking about you, Tom Shattuck, yesterday.
He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
There you go.
Hey, I know we've just got a little time left here, but can I give you
we've got 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, so listen to this. This is something for you to think about. So I am an editor for a newspaper, and obviously we cover the news. So in one of the towns outside of Lowell, Massachusetts, where we write, there was a city council meeting. Well, essentially, it was school committee and somebody else, but town politics. Two women officers, two city councilors, we'll call them that. They weren't really, but were on this Zoom meeting in a fight. They started to yell at each other. It got a little
really?
Hint. One of them then calls the other one on a Zoom meeting the most forbidden thing in the world that you could call a woman.
Not the word that's
the
up
word.
Towards the top of the alphabet.
Yes. Well, wow. the couple of bad ones are towards the top. The most forbidden word. So this now is news. Our reporter gets this. And so now we're the editors. We're like, how do we instead
don't
of
just use stars?
Well, we're not going to. No part of that word is going to be written on that paper at all.
Oh, it isn't. So you,
no. So what you might do is, for instance,
not
say,
even the first letter.
No.
Like, you know how they say the N word.
Right. Yes. No. We would not do that. You know, maybe like Axios might do that. But so we want to express, and usually you'd have brackets, maybe expletive. Mm-hmm. But you want to emphasize that this wasn't just an expletive. This was the expletive.
The.
So how do you do it?
Well, I'm assuming you solved this because I have no idea how you solve that.
Well, and we felt in this particular meeting, it was three men, which was, it's a very uncomfortable thing.
Sure.
We don't want to have this problem, and we don't want to manufacture essentially a grenade.
Well, there's the answer. There's the answer. You each conference call your wives sequentially and take a poll.
What if our wives are radically unusual?
Well, it can't be that all three of you have radically unusual.
So, do
wives.
You say expletive? Do you say expletive that reference?
No, you have to say the rudest word you can say as one woman to another.
Well, yeah, I know, but that's colorful writing. You know, that's not, you know, AP style writing. It's not news writing. This is a straight up news.
It's putting, good then. It's right there with the times.
So, but anyway, it was just such an interesting conversation because it felt like bomb diffusion. Because
did you resolve it?
We did.
And are you going to tell us the answer? Because we've only got like 30 seconds.
Essentially, it was expletive referring to female biology, essentially, is how we eventually put
really?
It. Something very.
Boy, does that take the. Does that not convey the full emotional impact?
Totally.
Of the language.
Exactly.
That diffuses that bomb totally.
I know. But there was no way to do it. We do that. We essentially left crumbs there by saying that hopefully the reader could follow and know to be outraged because they would figure out what it was. But
did you get a lot of voicemails? Were you trying to say the, you know, somebody just saying it right out to you?
Not as yet that I can tell. I mean, there's still plenty of time.
But, all right, got to go. Tom Shattuck, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We've got Jolly Ned taking the next hour for a press conference. I thought he just had hip surgery. How's he doing this?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.